Readers Entertainment presents Book Lights, where we are shining the light on good books.
Happy Tuesday, everyone. It's Lisa Kessler, and I am back today with author Mia Hopkins, who is just right up the street from me up in L.A. I'm down in San Diego, so we're enjoying a sunny day. No offense to all those people getting that new nor'easter coming in. Yikes. Hope some sunshine comes your way soon. So let me tell you a little bit about Mia, if you don't know her. Mia Hopkins writes lush romances starring fun, sexy characters who love to get down and dirty. She's a sucker for working class heroes, brainy heroines, and wisecracking best friends. She lives in the heart of Los Angeles with her roguish husband and waggish dog. I also put on the Blog Talk site, her website, and also her Facebook page. So be sure that you get connected with her. If you stop by her website, you can also join her newsletter, which is always appreciated. All of us authors, that's our only direct line to our readers. So join up for, you know, secret fun things. And Mia, are you there?
I am. Hi. Hi, everyone. Good morning.
Yay. Good morning. Mia, your new book is Thirsty, right?
Yes, that's it. Thirsty came out last Tuesday.
Exciting. Has it been a whirlwind of book promotion?
Yes. I mean, this is my eighth book now, and it's my first book with a larger publisher, so it's a different process from what I'm used to. And I love finding all these new readers and all these new bloggers who are picking up my work for the first time. So that's really exciting. That part has been really cool.
Very cool. This one is with Love Swept, right?
Yes, this is with Love Swept.
Fun. Okay. So what can you tell our listeners about your book and why they should read it right now this week?
Right this minute.
Right, so, this minute. Go grab it.
Just drop everything. Thirsty is the first book in my East Side Brewery trilogy with Love Swept. And it's set in Los Angeles, which is my hometown. It's about a family of three brothers who are former gangsters and ex-cons. And as they get out of prison, they're trying to get back on their feet and somehow get mixed up with the craft brewery community and open up a craft brewery in East LA in their neighborhood. And on the way, meet women who help them to transform their lives. So that's what the whole trilogy is about. And Thirsty is about the eldest brother named Sal. So he's the kind of like the trailblazer for the family, and the one who makes the big switch from kind of being on parole and getting into trouble and trying to break old ties to starting a business, which is in itself very difficult. So yeah, that's what this book is about.
So I'm dying to know, what's the name of their brewery?
This is East Side Brewery. Two sides of LA.
Oh, so the name of the series is the name of their brewery. I gotcha.
Exactly.
Okay, I thought East Side meant East LA. Okay.
It
That's
is.
Their
it's actually
okay,
set.
Great.
Yeah, it's set in East LA, and the brewery is in East LA, which is actually going through a lot of different changes, good and bad. There's a lot of gentrification and kind of clashes in the community about all the very swift changes that are happening in the east side of Los Angeles. So that plays into the book a little bit. That'll be more in the second book, but I try to make the community also a major character in these books. So it's important to me to kind of like capture the feeling of that part of town.
Nice. And so the three brothers are Hispanic?
Yes, they're Mexican-American. Let me see, third generation. And So they're Mexican-American. They grew up in East L.A. I spent a lot of time in East L.A. I grew up in Southeast L.A. and also worked for a long time in East L.A. So I love the community. It's a really cool community.
Nice. Very cool. I've only driven through East L.A. a few times. So, but for people who don't know, living in L.A., there's so much traffic. You really have to have a game plan and, you know, figure out, do you, right? You can relate. There's this whole thing about commuting where you're like, oh, no, we cannot meet at 9 a.m. anywhere. Either it has to be earlier or later.
Right. And it's a strange city because it's a bunch of little towns basically that are kind of smashed up against each other, and because of all the traffic and the communities are very different from one another. And so even though there's no space in between them, they change very rapidly. And so there are people on the west side of LA who never go to the east side and people on the east side who never go to the west side. So yeah, it's an interesting place to grow up.
Right. And do you know about, I mean, obviously you had to do research on craft breweries, but have you been involved in mm-hmm. one? What inspired that?
No, you know, it's just, I like beer. So, one of the things that I know, I really like this is happening all over the United States, but you're seeing a lot more craft breweries opening up in different neighborhoods and kind of changing the feel for the neighborhood. So instead of just I feel like craft breweries are somewhere in between, where they tend to be a little mm-hmm. bit more family friendly. They tend to really, really reflect the neighborhoods that they're from. And they kind of have become
right.
community centers in places that may not have had a place where people can gather and talk and drink and like relax, basically. And so, you know, I visited a few that were opening here in LA, and it just seemed like a really neat idea to write about a family who started one. And so
mm-hmm.
I did a little bit more research by drinking more beer. And then I had this fun research. And then last year,
you know,
I had
whatever inspired
you. I know, exactly. So last year I had a chance to go to, there's a craft beer summit in Sacramento. And so to research the book, I actually attended and was able to get a lot of background information on how people start up the business, how they are able to survive and thrive in a community where there are more and more breweries. And you know, I learned
right.
about how, you know, how to kind of integrate with the community and also how to make sure that you can sell your products in stores. It was a whole world that I didn't know about. And I felt like I was spying a little bit because I'm this romance writer hiding among all these craft brewers. But it was really educational.
Romance writers, for everyone listening, are totally that cool. We wander around going, no one
yeah.
knows that I am not
no
a
one
craft
knows.
Brewer.
Except for everybody who turned around going, what are you doing
here? Uh-huh. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And us asking a million questions.
Yeah, like, what is her problem? God.
Well, it's so funny. My mom sold their business here in San Diego and retired up to Oakhurst outside of Yosemite. And they opened
mm-hmm.
a distillery, which those are just
Ooh.
Starting. Craft distilleries are just starting with whiskey
right.
and vodka and stuff like that. And so
mm-hmm.
I went up to see them, and it's quite the operation. I mean, he makes it all himself right there, and then they have
mm-hmm.
a tasting room, and people come up for tastings, and people have rented out their place for little gatherings and things, and it's
mm-hmm.
really cool. I had no idea. But yeah,
it
so
is.
I think it's a great small business for people to, you know, get involved and really involved in their community. Their whole community is, you know,
mm-hmm.
they bring their friends when they come into town. It gives you something else you can go do, you know, grown-up thing you can go
right.
do.
Exactly. And you'll see that a lot of the breweries, and San Diego is a great town for breweries. I mean, you'll see that they're family friendly, they're dog friendly. Like they're trying
mm-hmm.
to get as many people as they can
yes.
into their tasting rooms. It's really neat to see.
Yeah. Yeah. And the dog thing too, their dog is like the distillery dog who welcomes everyone
mm-hmm.
and all that kind of thing. And I think that that's so cool. And I see a lot of small craft breweries where they put the picture of their dog on the label.
Yeah.
Oh, I think that's
yeah,
cool.
Yeah. See, I would buy that.
Well, you, before this Eastside Brewery, I was poking around on Amazon and saw that you also have the Cowboy Cocktail series, and I thought,
mm-hmm.
huh, I sense a theme here.
It wasn't very, it wasn't intentional to name the series Cowboy Cocktail, but as more and more stories came out, I noticed that they were going to the same bar in all those stories. And that's, it's a, I know, there's a collection of, it's a collection of novellas. And so I thought, oh, it's something that you can read very quickly, you know, enjoy at the end of the day, like a cocktail. So that's kind of where the name of the series came from.
Oh, fun. Yeah. So when we were talking before the show started, you told me that your books have alcohol, food, and sex. So everyone should read them, right?
Again, you should drop everything you're doing and go get my book. Yeah, exactly.
Go grab that book. It will be like your afternoon cocktail.
Exactly.
So this is your eighth book, right?
Right.
The one that just came out? Okay. Mm-hmm. Is contemporary romance all you write, or is there anything else? Is there a secret desire to write something?
Oh, I love that question. I've only written contemporary, like sexy contemporary romance so far. So all of my cowboys are sexy contemporary. This whole series is also sexy contemporary, but set in the city. And all my characters are, I write multicultural characters, so all kinds of couples, interracial couples. And it's kind of what I really like to write that. And it's kind of reflective of the settings where my stories are. So that's the theme, I guess, besides the food and the alcohol and the sex. But, I mean, I think romance writers and readers are such well-read people. A lot of them don't read only in romance, so they'll read all kinds of, you know, YA and middle grade, and then they'll read nonfiction. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's some of the best well-read people that I've met. And so, I like to read everything. And I didn't start reading romance until I was about 30, so just about 9 years ago. So I started reading as much as I can. But, I mean, I grew up with, kind of like high fantasy, and I grew up with Ursula Le Guin, who just passed away, is one of my favorite writers.
Nice.
And maybe one day, like in the far future, I'd like to write something like that. But it's so ambitious, so it's something that would be on the back burner for a long time, because I'm really enjoying writing contemporary romance right now.
Nice. Well, in high fantasy, you have to do a lot of world building, so you could work on that in the side
mm-hmm.
time, in your yawning chasm of free time.
I know, so vast.
So you had said that Thirsty is the first book in a trilogy, so there's going to be three in the East Side Brewery series?
That's right, two more. So one for Sal, who's the oldest brother. Eddie, who appears a little bit in the book, will be the second installment, and the third is their youngest brother, Angel. So he's the black sheep of the family, so he'll be the third book.
Oh, so I'll like him best.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, he's very different from the other two, and they're always ganging up on him. So yeah, it'll be fun to write. You know, I'm excited about it.
Have you already finished the second book?
The second book, I'm in edits right now, so kind of building the foundation for Angel's book and making sure that because there are some big, big loose ties in the first book. So I'm trying to tie up some of those and kind of draw the readers who read Thirsty into the world a little bit deeper, and to build up the brewery a bit more. So yeah, it's a bridge between book one and book three. So Eddie's got a lot to do.
Yeah, you're busy, Eddie. Can you believe our 15 minutes is already almost up? It flies by so fast.
Crazy. Oh my gosh.
Isn't it? So before I let you go, is there anything else you want to tell the people listening? Should they sign up for your newsletter? Are you doing any promos on Facebook? What should they do?
Sure. My newsletter, if you sign up, you'll be able to get a free download of one of my cowboy cocktail books. I also run giveaways every month, every other month or so. And I don't send it out, I won't ever spam, but I do announce all my new releases through my newsletter. And I'm usually on Twitter, and I'm periodically on Facebook. So I'm really easy to find.
Okay, well, everyone get connected with Mia, because it's going to be a very fun series. And thanks so much for being here with me today. It was great meeting you. Very fun.
Thank you so much, Lisa. I loved your questions.
And I'm ready for a cocktail now.
Yeah, so am I. I mean, you know, anytime is good, right?
Right. Let me know when you're in San Diego. I'll see you later.
Thank you for joining us on Book Lights. Be sure to connect with us at readersentertainment.com for articles, blogs, videos, and podcasts that matter to readers.